Home Bancshares, owner of Centennial Bank, announced yesterday that it's acquiring Liberty Bancshares of Jonesboro. The merger of the two companies will double the number of Centennial Bank branches from 46 to 92 locations around the state, creating a $7.1 billion company. Two companies announced the deal yesterday in Little Rock and says it will close later this year following regulatory and shareholder approval. The combined company will have 151 branches and 1,500 employees in Arkansas, Florida, and South Alabama. John Allison is the chairman of Home Bancshares and is a Jonesboro native, and he comments on the deal.
In our careers, we both ended up building two powerful banking organizations, and the right time came, and now the time is here, and Wallace and I have grasped this opportunity. It makes me very proud to announce the largest in-state banking transaction in the history of the state of Arkansas.
And John Allison is a Jonesboro native who referenced his very good friend, Liberty Bank founder Wallace Fowler, and he says that it's a game-changing deal.
This is a day of history that's being made in Arkansas. It's both nostalgic as well as significant, a most significant business transaction of my business career. It's always exciting, been exciting for me to think about Jonesboro and doing something with Wallace and Jonesboro. It's a story of returning home and investing back in my hometown.
Wallace Fowler says the talk of a merger between Liberty Bank and Centennial Bank have been going on for quite some time.
I think that Johnny had it on his mind all the time. I think that one call I made to him and said there's not a better fit anywhere in the country that will service us both and take care of the customers at the same time. So that probably is what started it some two or three months ago.
Governor Mike Beebe also attended the announcement yesterday in Little Rock, remarking on how well both banks have handled problems the national banks have struggled with.
Arkansas banks never struggled. Well, we had a few hiccups, and we had some, but compared to what happened nationally, our community banks in Arkansas are solid, they're safe, they're well run.
Home Bancshares Chairman John Allison says at the news conference that job losses were expected but did not elaborate how many jobs would be eliminated. He says all the Liberty Banks will be renamed Centennial Bank. Allison stated the Liberty Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro would still be named Liberty Bank Stadium this year but will change to Centennial Bank Stadium next year. Liberty Bank gave a $5 million donation to Arkansas State University earlier for the naming rights of the stadium, and that took place last fall. That's in effect for 15 years. Customers can expect 7-to-7 banking to continue, free checking and free ATMs to remain in place. Fees and loan rates are expected to stay the same. Allison says customers are not expected to see many changes during the merger. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.